Chapter 9, The Cafe. I find my way to the university by looking at my map, but all of the doors that I try are locked. I stand and stare at the doors for a long time. This is the place where Drake studies, but he is not here. I look through my handbag and take my notebook out so that I can write this down. A woman is standing near me, looking at me. "Do you know Drake Andreasen?" I ask her. "Maybe. Is he a student here?" she says. "Yes," I say. "Have you tried the university apartments in Nibien?" she asks. As I write that name down, my phone makes a noise from inside my handbag. When I see a text from Mum, I am pleased, but her message confuses me. "Darling, I hope you and Paige are okay. We are still in Paris. Jacob is terribly ill now. Maybe you could come to Paris? I'll call later to make a plan. Mum and Dad. Kiss, 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 kiss." I check through my notebook. Jacob is ill in Paris. My parents are with him, and my parents think that I'm with Paige in Penzance. I live in Penzance, but today I am in the Arctic. I got here by myself. My last note to myself tells me that I must not leave town on my own because there are polar bears and they are very dangerous. Reading my notes about Jacob brings him directly into my phone, because when I look at my email account, the words Jacob Banks jump out at me. He has sent me an email. "Dear Flora, thanks for the letter. My boyfriend brought it to me in the hospital. You introduced yourself to me so formally. You don't know that we still have a relationship. That makes me sad every time. Are you okay? You sound very worried about Mum and your dad not coming home. I'm sorry. I got more ill just as they were leaving to come back to you. But they're fine, so don't worry about them. You're in Penzance with your friend, aren't you? Or have you gone on another adventure? Please reply. I need you to make me laugh during this terrible illness. Ask me lots of questions like you always do. Your brother, Jacob. Kiss, kiss." I read it again and again. I don't know how he knew that I have gone on an adventure. Have I done it before? No, that can't be right. I have never left Penzance. I decide to find somewhere warm to sit and write a reply to Jacob. I love Jacob. He told me to ask him questions, so I will. I have a lot of questions. I feel the two stones in my pocket as I walk. I look at every person that I pass, but none of them are Drake. I am sitting at a table in a cozy cafe, and a man is standing in front of me. He is looking at me, and he seems to be waiting for me to say something. "I want to go to Flambard's," I think, but I know that is not the correct thing to say now. "A coffee," I say, because that feels like a better thing to say. "With milk, please." "Sure," he replies. He has a brown spot on the side of his face and a beard. "Would you like anything to eat?" I don't know if I'm hungry. "No thanks," I answer. I look at my hands. I see Flora, Be Brave, and I Am in Svalbard. "Am I in Svalbard?" I ask him. He laughs. "Yes, you are. This is Svalbard," he says. "Do you know my friend?" I ask, as I show him the picture of Drake on my phone. The man looks at it. "Yes, I think I have seen him," he says. "Are you okay? You showed me this picture earlier? I'll tell him that you're looking for him if I see him." "Thank you. Oh, thank you. Could you tell him that Flora is here?" I ask. "Flora." "Yes, of course," he replies. "Actually, don't tell him that it's me. I want it to be a surprise. Just tell him that someone is looking for him." I reply to Jacob's email. I love Jacob. He was my world when I was a little girl. I want him to be a part of my world now. I write everything that has happened and everything that I feel in my email. I don't leave anything out. I tell him that I kissed Drake on the beach and that I remember it. I tell him that I am in Svalbard. I tell him that I'm not sure what is happening in my mind. I ask him why he went away. I ask lots of questions. Then I reply to my mum. I tell her that Paige and I are fine. Then I send a second text. "When you get back, can we go to Flambard's?" I look up and see that everyone has left the cafe. Only the man with the beard is there, holding some keys. "I'll pay my bill," I say to him. "Don't worry, Flora," he says. "You can have it for free." I thank him and leave. I don't know how he knows my name. I follow the map out of town. I know where I am, Longyearbyen, and why I am here, Drake, and where I am going, the Arctic Guesthouse. I am walking in the right direction. Someone is walking behind me. It is the man with the beard from the cafe. When I look around, he smiles and waves at me. I keep on walking. I reach the guest house and get out my room key. I also have a note telling me that I am in room 5. As I walk into the front door of the guest house, the man with the beard smiles and waves again at me. Then he turns and walks away. My key opens room 5. I lock the door behind me and sit on my bed. This is not my room, but the things in it are mine. This is the new home that I have made for myself. I take all of the notes that I have here and start reading them. The word pills jumps out at me on the notes. I normally take pills, but I have not been taking them. I feel strange. My hands are shaking. I look in the bedroom mirror and see that my eyes look different and my skin is spotty. The girl in the mirror is ugly. I don't understand, because Mum says that I'm beautiful. There is a suitcase in the corner of the room. I put it on the bed and pull out everything inside it. There are no pills. I should do something about that, but I don't know what. It is evening now, but it is still light outside. That is the magic of this place, the land of the midnight sun. I decide to go out looking for Drake again. I put on a fresh jumper and jeans and some lipstick to make myself feel better about my skin. As I close my door, a man walks past with a towel over his shoulder. "Hi," he says. "You look very nice for breakfast. Do you have exciting plans today?" "Breakfast," I reply, feeling confused. I thought that I was going out for dinner, but this man thinks that I'm going for breakfast. "You do know that breakfast doesn't start for another half an hour, right?" he asks. Right. I'm a bit, I say.
Don't worry. We all get like that here. The midnight sun is so confusing.
I smile at him, then walk back to my room. A whole night has passed, and I haven't noticed it.